Haka is the name of all types of Māori ceremonial performance. It dates back to 18th century Aotearoa, the Māori name for what would later become New Zealand. The dance was traditionally performed as a preparation for battle, when a tribe was about to leave their village or just before an engagement with the enemy. But it was also used as a greeting when a visitor was welcomed into the community and as a chant at funerals. Modern examples of occasions for haka include family events like birthdays or weddings to honour guests and show the importance of the occasion. Since 1972, the performance of haka has played a symbolic role in the Te Matatini, a famous performing arts festival held every 2 years in different regions of New Zealand. The dance is performed by both men and women and is a powerful exhibition of pride, strength, and unity. In the haka, the entire body moves in vigorous, rhythmic actions. Dancers stamp their feet, shake their hands, and slap themselves on the chest and thighs. It is accompanied by a loud chant and fierce facial expressions, such as bulging eyes and sticking the tongue out, all of them designed to intimidate. The chanted words of a haka often poetically describe the life of ancestors and events in a tribe's history. Haka has its origins in Māori mythology. The god Tama Nui Te Rā, who represents the sun, and one of his wives, Hine Raumati, who personifies the spirit of the summer, had a son named Tane Rori. The Māori believe that the quivering appearance of the air on hot summer days is the manifestation of Tane Rori dancing for his mother, and this subtle movement is the embodiment of all haka, especially the performer's trembling hands called wiriwiri, which emulates Tane Rori's flowing dance, imitating the shimmering heat. The most widely known haka in New Zealand, the kamate, dates back to 1820, when Tauraupraha, a war chief of a tribe on the North Island, composed it when he was hiding from his enemies in a sweet potato pit. Kamate tells the story of Tauraupraha's escape from an opposing clan, his fear of capture and relief to have survived. It became known to the world in the early 20th century, when the New Zealand national rugby team, the All Blacks, incorporated it into their pre-game ritual.